I think about this verse right here. This is for you and I. And Jesus says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever..." Now then, are you a whosoever?
Amen.
Yeah, I am. I don't know about you, but I am. I'm a whosoever. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." Now that's a pretty good statement, to look out at a mountain and to think, if God said that, if you can have that kind of faith, that mountain has got to obey you. Is that right? If you had that kind of faith and you speak to that mountain and say, "Mountain, I want you to move from here to there," that mountain would have to move if you spoke it in total pure faith. That's the secret, you know, speaking something in faith. "If you shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So think about this. When you have a child, how many times have you heard somebody say, when they have a child, "Why can't you be smart like your brother? You are such a dummy." You hear people talking about their children like that? Yes, I've heard that. I've dealt with them. You know, I had a mother that was probably one of the most unique mothers on earth. Every time I would say something when I was a child, "Well, Mom, I can't do that." She said, "Son, I don't never want to hear you say that again. Philippians 4:13 says, if there's any scripture every one of us should have hidden in our heart, this is it. Look at what this says, Philippians 4:13. "I can do a few things through Christ." Oh, you got to watch these preachers. You know, they'll lead you astray. You know that? I mean, that is a true statement. You know, preachers will lead you astray. You know, so many of them quote things that's not in God's Word. That's not in there. But you better make sure you're reading the book yourself. I can do how many things?
All.
I can do all. So if I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, what am I limited? What limits me? This is the only thing that limits me. Me. If I believe God's Word, my mother, I mean, she was a believer in that verse. When I say, "But Mom, that's going to be difficult," she'd say, "Son, what Philippians 4:13 says?" I said, "Mom, it says I can do all things through Christ." "Oh, you can do how much? You can do what?" I said, "The Word says I can do all things." She said, "If God said that, He can't lie to you." So if you believe Him, you may have to do some studying, you may have to put some effort into it, but you can do it. I said, "Okay, Mom." I mean, I remember, you know, there was a couple of things in school I didn't like. I loved math. I had no problem with math. I just knocked out math, all them things. But English, I hated English. And I said, "Mom, I'm never going to pass English." She said, "Yes, you are. I can do all things through Christ." That's what I really had to struggle with, but I made it. And another one was history. And the reason I didn't like history, because I had a school teacher, a history teacher, that they wanted to vote me in one year in the annual the most likely boy to succeed in life. And the teacher would not let them. She said, "Of all the boys that are going to succeed, Thurman's not going to be one of them." She did not like me because I was a young boy. I loved cars and loud mufflers, and she was an older woman, you know, probably in her 50s. I mean, you know, she was really old back in those days, you know. Here I was, a teenager, 16 years old, had a car that I loved to race it. Now, when I left school, I'd sling gravel and dirt, you know. And she said, "Thurman will never amount to nothing." And I knew she didn't have no problem telling me that right to my face. And then whenever they voted me in the most likely boy to succeed, she wouldn't let me be in there. Because she said, "Of anybody in this class, he is not going to get that position, because he is not going to be the one that's going to succeed in life." What do you think that does to a young boy? It has a tendency to crush you. And sometimes it does something different. I thought to myself, "I will show this old woman that I'm going to succeed." You know, I mean, when I was 16 and she was 50, she was an old woman, let me tell you for sure. But I had no knowledge, except I knew what Philippians 4:13 says. I can do all things as children of God. Now, this is not for the world. This is for the children of God. If we're children of God, we have to get it in our spirit, I can do
all things.
So what does that leave out?
Nothing.
I can do all things. Can I be a good dishwasher? Yeah, I can be the best dishwasher there ever was, because Christ said I can do all things. Can I be an airplane pilot?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I can be the best airplane pilot there was, because Jesus said. Now then, what are my limitations? Only me. Only me. If I limit myself, than if I go and say, after Jesus said, I can do all things, if I say, well, Lord, I can't do that one, then that's my limitations. There is a tremendous scripture in Colossians 2, verse 3 or 4. And I want you to see this verse. Colossians 2, 3 and 4. In whom are hid how many of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? Where do you think those are at? Where he's talking about there, if these are in Christ. Now, if all in Christ are hid, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, if all of that wisdom and knowledge and all those treasures are hidden in him, where is Christ today? So where is all the treasures of secret and hidden? They're in you and me. So how do we attach ourselves to those? Through prayer. We communicate with God. I can remember one time knowing these things, that all these secrets are in Christ and that he's in me. I can remember one time when I was still working as an engineer for a large company. And one morning, the boilers, all of the boilers went down. And they was carrying over. They couldn't have, when I got there about 7 o'clock, the VP, he just attacked me. He said, Thurman, you've got to get down there. We've been down. The whole plant has been down. There's 1,000 people working this place. And this plant is down since about 3 o'clock this morning because we have no steam. He said, you got to get down there. The men can't figure out the problem. So I walked in and I looked at my lead, Dan, and I said, Dan, what's wrong? He said, Thurman, I've never seen boilers empty themselves in 5 minutes, all three of them. He said, we don't have a clue what the problem is. So I stopped right there and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, my company is down. I know you know all these because all the treasures and secrets of the wisdom of the universe are in you and you're in me. So I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to tell me what the problem is with these boilers. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And immediately he spoke to me and said, your condensate is contaminated. Dump it. So I told Dan and Neil, I said, you guys, those condensate lines coming back from the plant, break those unions right there and let that water run out on the ground. He said, what are you talking about? I said, don't ask me no questions, guys. Just do what I tell you. Now, this is one of those times I didn't ask the Lord. I'm supposed to be submitted to God. Is that right? Yes. If God tells me to go jump off of a cliff, what am I supposed to do? Jump off a cliff. If he tells me to jump up on this pew right here and pat my wife on the head 3 times, what am I supposed to do? Exactly what he said. I'm supposed to be submitted to God with no second thought. Just do what he says. Obey him. And so I expected these men, they don't have to know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I said, just do what I tell you. And so they did. And they broke those lines. And I'm telling you, as the condensate began to pour out on the floor and we started filling those boilers with fresh water, in 15 minutes we had total dry steam in the plant and everybody was back online. I said, okay, guys, now we know we got a heat exchanger somewhere that's leaking soap or something. I said, you guys go pressure check each one till you find them. When you find the bad one, I said, then flush out everything, put them all back and put the lines back up. And I said, we're in business. And so they went to work. And so I walk back up to the front and the VP comes running down his office. He said, Thurman, I understand you've already got it fixed. I said, yeah, it was really quite simple. How in the world do you know these things? I said, because of Jesus Christ. Like I've told you, I'm a child of the King. And all of the secrets of the universe, wisdom and knowledge is in him. And he's in me. All I got to do is ask and he tells me. Now, who is this available to? Every Christian. Ever obedient Christian. Everyone that believes. Now, I tell you that story and somebody said, well, I don't believe he'll do that for me. You got a problem. You're right, Richard. You're exactly right. Because he's a faith God, isn't he? And if you don't ask him in faith, what's he going to do for you? I'm going to show you. Let's go to James 1, 6 and 7. I'm going to show you. You have to ask in faith. James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. But let him ask in faith. Oh, how much wavering? You know, now that's where we miss it, see. We think, well, I can ask, God understands, and if I don't really know, I can ask and I can hope he'll do it. But that's not what he said, is it? If God says, but let him ask in faith. In other words, when you get the word hidden in your heart, you can ask in faith. When you ask in faith, you know it's written in the book. And you know your Heavenly Father made you a promise. And that he can't lie to you. And so when you ask him in faith after obedience, he'll do it every time. But he says, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now then, people today in church say, well, I know God can heal me, but we're going to pray, but maybe it's not His will. But if it is His will, then I'll be healed. No, you will not. You got to know what His promises are, and you got to ask in faith. How much wavering? None. When you come to the Father and say, Lord, I have sinned. I have broken Your rules. I have not loved myself, or I've not loved You, but I'm going to. So I ask You to forgive me. Does He forgive you? Sure. Now we start off with a clean slate. Now you say, now, Lord, since I have repented of my sin, now then I'm asking in faith. I need a healing, Lord. So I want to praise You and thank You for my complete healing. It's done in Jesus' name. And all you got to do is keep quoting the Word to Him, keep praising Him and thanking Him. Did anybody see about where the young lady got hit with a propeller? Y'all saw that? Tore her arm up, cut her hand completely off. I don't know what all it done, but it done all kinds of... Soon as we heard about that, somebody called this ministry and wanted us to pray for the girl that got hit with a propeller. And so, being the faith people we are, guess what we did? Right. We prayed. And I prayed, Lord, let it be such an awesome miracle that even the news will acknowledge that You have done a miracle in the name of Jesus. Last night, I turned the news on and they said the girl that got hit with the propeller is having an astounding recovery. She's already walking. I thought, praise the Lord. Now then, we didn't pray, Lord, if it be Your will either, I'll tell you for sure. We remitted the girl's sins and everybody involved with her because we don't know this girl. So we remitted her sins. And then we asked the Lord, He said we could ask for anything. So I even asked the Lord even restore her hand. I said, make a new one, grow back on there. And this way everybody will know that You did it and that You will be glorified. I said, I mean, how big is Your God? Ooh, mine made the universe. How about yours? Mine calls the stars by name and numbers them every day. How about yours? Is that God? Is that the same God you serve? Amen. Yeah, that's my Lord. I mean, ain't nothing impossible with my God. In fact, on this earth, He said, if I believe Him, nothing's impossible, right? That's what He said. So why does the church live in such a defeated place if Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled All His Promises Are Yes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.